commanded the Third Army in World War II. So you had Jefferson Van Horn, one of the heroes of the Mexican-American War, who was here and established the post in 1849.
So this was kind of like a place the Army, you had to go, if you're in the Army, you had to go through here on your way to being famous.
Oh, particularly after the post was consolidated and it became a cavalry post. The division, the 1st Cavalry Division, was consolidated and organized here in 1921. So you had General Robert House, who commanded the 1st Cavalry Division, 1st Cavalry Division commander ever. His son Hamilton House was general officer in World War II and was arguably the father of American U.S. Army aviation. So he was here probably as a kid when Robert House was commanding the post and was the 1st Cav Division commander.
And wasn't MacArthur here? But that was MacArthur here somewhere?
MacArthur was a kid. He was a child at Fort Selden.
That's what I thought.
Up in New Mexico.
Wasn't he born there? Or
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I know he was there as a child for sure.
But yes, he had been out in the Southwest. He knew the area. We had a lot of officers on the Mexican Punitive Expedition that were major commanders in World War II. John P. Lucas commanded the 6th Corps. There was quite a number of officers who were here. It's sort of a roster. They were all subalterns. They were lieutenants and captains and had the experience of going through the Punitive Expedition. A lot of them served in World War I and then were senior commanders in World War II.
We're sitting here going through the history of Fort Bliss with John Hamilton, a man who is writing the definitive book. I'm going to call it that, the definitive book on the history of Fort Bliss.
Well, there have been books written about Fort Bliss.
I mean, you've got, not by John Hamilton.
Leon Metz arguably was kind of the gold standard with Desert Army.
Things have changed since then.
But things have changed since then. We know more now than we did a few years ago, so I'm going to make the effort. We're going to see if I can put something in writing. It's time that I got to work.
Back then, huh? In the meantime, simply the director of the Fort Bliss and Old Ironsides Museums.
Yes.
Two museums in one location.
Under one roof. We have...
just like the Army, call an airstrike on your own position.
We have... you might think that. We have made some strides in the museum. It is better than it was. We have put some effort into it. And to get on the post, you need to come through the Chaffee or the Buffalo Soldier Gate if you don't have a DOD ID card, but it's pretty easy.
Come see you.
And come see us.
And one thing I read about this in one of the articles about you, about the post you're now in, the position you're in, is that you basically changed it so that it used to be a lot of ceremonial stuff going on right in the lobby.
Yes.
You moved it so you walk in now, you say now you're in a museum.
Yes, we've got...
Congratulations, that's hard to do in the Army.
Well, you have no idea. To move the tank that we had to move, ultimately it was a matter of jockeying it around with a heavy-duty forklift, but to get it properly positioned, we had about 12 soldiers that pushed the tank into place.
A tank-pushing moment. All right, John Hamilton's here. We're going to talk more about Fort Bliss and the history. We got to do some trivia.
That's right.
Are you ready for trivia?
I'm ready to be trivia.
I'm ready for trivia. Whatever.
Okay.
Okay. You got a question?
I have a question. General John Pershing took command of Fort Bliss what year?
Oh, is that a question?
Yes, we did. We talked about that.
He took command of Fort Bliss.
He was the commander of the El Paso District, which included Fort Bliss. But the El Paso District extended down into the Big Bend and all the way over toward Arizona.
What year was that? Don't tell me.
I will not.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was well liked in this town. So what year?
Oh, he partied with the women's club.
Oh,
he was all over town. So that's the question. You get a DVD, you get a Pepe's thing, you get a whatever. Oh, by the way, we're not going to Pepe's today.
We're going to the Angry Owl.
Angry Owl. Don't tell Pepe.
That bird's so angry.
Well, I was out there at Pepe's last week. There's so much fun to go out there.
Oh, they're so nice.
But we'll get to there again. All right. So what's the question?
General John Pershing took command of Fort Bliss what year?
Take a guess if you don't know, right?
Take a guess.
And
so
it's not 1947.
No, it's not 1947.
So there.
It's a lot earlier. 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code IHEART. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Paid for by Amicus Media. Attention. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Legal Helpline now at 800-797-3813. Our experienced attorneys can get you the compensation you deserve. There are no fees to pay unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call now. 800-797-3813. Operator standing by 24/7. Call 800-797-3813. That's 800-797-3813.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-900-0810. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-900-0810. That's 1-800-900-0810.
Dad, slow down. We're not in that big of a hurry.
We have to be there by 7.
We'll be even later if we crash.
I'm not going that fast.
Faster than we need to.
You know, you're pretty wise for a 15-year-old.
Thanks, Dad.
Crashes are a leading cause of death globally, but driving the speed limit decreases your risk of a collision. Pledge your commitment to safe driving at togetherforsaferroads.org/pledge. Brought to you by Together for Safer Roads, companies driven to save lives.
Let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, got trivia lined up. 3 phone calls, it would appear, is happening in now. And we'll get to you all in a second here. But I got to tell you, coming in here next week on May the 20th, the American Revolution. It's going to be interesting to see how this all connects. The revolution of the American Revolution was helped by various nations in the fight to defeat the British. And they saw the American colonies as possessions. Well, one group that sent supplies and arms to help the Americans was the Spanish colony of New Spain. Who knew that? But that's right here in the American side. You knew that. You did know that.
Yes.
John knew that. Okay. But we're going to explore this topic with people from the Daughters of the American Revolution. And what they're going to tell us about is what happened with all that history. Interesting stuff. That's next week on May 20th. May 27th, a close look at the Bataan Death March through a diary that has come up. Somehow they managed to save a diary through that march. Bernie Sargent will be in. He's going to help us read the diary. And June the 1st, Felipa Solis, her mother Rita Triana. Talk about Spanish dance in El Paso, her parents' career, and how Spanish dance influenced the border history, which apparently it did quite a bit. What do you got?
Well, May, of course, is the National Preservation Month, and there's a lot of great programs going on. And one we've got tomorrow is at Keystone Heritage Park from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Bernie Sargent, and I believe I'm going to be out there tomorrow. And we're going to be giving tours of Keystone Heritage Park and telling you about the history of the park and the Camino Real Tierra Adentro. There's so many exciting things about the park itself, but the history surrounding the park along the Camino Real and the Bankhead Highway, which also went up the Camino Real, and just the area in itself, the cavalry that used to camp along those areas. I mean, you can go on all day.
Well, the Keystone Settlement was there.
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
The first town of El Paso was right there.
That's right. You know, the first settlers of El Paso. So there's just so much to share. The wetlands are there, just the beautiful botanical gardens. There's going to be so much to do. So come on out. It's a free event. We'll be there all day. And there's also, you're going to have May 20th, you're going to have the El Paso Museum's going to have their programs going on by Dr. Gunn, who's going to be talking about figures of speech, race, indigenous languages, and the U.S. Boundary Survey. Let's see. You've got the Rio Vista Farm Tours. It's going to be going on May 12th to the 14th. Oh, excuse me.
But what's the number?
I got my tours mixed up here.
What's a number or a website or to call somebody?
You can go to the El Paso Scene Magazine.
There you go.
I'm sorry. That's the best place to go because Randy's got everything listed with times, location, and websites.
All listed there. All right. Time for trivia. We got Daryl, Benjamin, and Dorothy in that order.
Ooh.
And we got a bunch of DVDs, and we're going to make
And we have a second question. If somebody answers the first one, we have a second
and
question.
And there's a third question. We'll make one up.
We'll make one up.
You can ask our guest, John Hamilton, a question.
There you go.
And win or lose, depending on.
Make him answer it.
Yeah, we'll roll some dice on that one. All right, going in order of the calls here, we go to Daryl. Daryl, good morning. How's the world?
Good morning, Jackson, Melissa.
Hey,
Mr.
Daryl.
Hamilton.
Morning,
yeah, the 1914, anyway, for the answer.
Oh, yeah, what the heck was the question?
Oh, the question was...
And now the question.
General John Pershing took command of Fort Bliss what year? And that was 1914, which Daryl got.
Yay. There you are, Daryl.
Well,
you
got that one. Well done.
Yes.
Yeah, but I want to point out I had one last week
or
two. Oh,
Daryl, you're fired. Jeez, you can't do that.
I'd like to give it to your guest. I'd like to compliment Mr. Hamilton for the knowledge that he has acquired and is presenting today, having had some knowledge of some of the points. And I did want to make a comment on one thing about patent. And then one thing about MacArthur.
We've only got a half an hour, dude. Go.
Anyway, real short. John, had you heard about some of Patton's antics here when he was down in the Big Bend when they had a meeting with some of the delegates in that area, and Patton supposedly accidentally discharged his weapon underneath the negotiation table?
Yes, sir. He was
actually
in a bar room in Sierra Blanca, I believe, and he was with his wife and some of the locals, and a pistol discharged, and of course the lights went out and everybody ducked under the table, and it was only afterwards when Beatrice and Georgie were driving home that Georgie owned up that it was his pistol that had discharged into the floor, and his pistol was in his belt. So Georgie was accident prone. There
yeah, think
that's how you're referring to the general.
Yes,
as Georgie.
Yes,
good thing he's not here.
I think accident prone with a flare.
Yes, well said.
I am a member of the Friends of Fort Selden, and as such, I follow the history there. But the point I wanted to make is that indeed. The father Arthur MacArthur went on to be a general and was in the Philippine insurrection, and then later came back as the ambassador to the Philippines, and that's all the contacts that led to MacArthur's being loved so well by the Philippine people and his emphasis with what all he did at Corregidor and elsewhere there.
Cool, Daryl. Now, Daryl, do this. You're gonna pick a prize, and John's going to get it, right?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
John, what would you like him to pick, the Pepes or the DVDs?
The video DVD?
I think the Pepes.
Pepes, okay.
Okay.
Yes. Daryl, what would you like to pick? Pepes. The answer's Pepes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah, my answer. Yeah, Thank you.
Yeah.
I need all the help I can get.
Well, I'm helping you here, dude. And by the way, we're going to go to the Angry Owl today, so don't go to Pepe's. Well, everybody else go to Pepe's today. We're going to go up the street.
Yeah, we're going to be at Pepe's.
All right, well, have a good time. Say hi for us. We didn't pick a special. All right, Darren, Daryl, I'm going to put you on hold, but we need to pick a special. I'll get you the menu, John Hamilton, and you pick something at Pepe's that becomes the Oñate special. Let me get that.
Oh, wow.
And what happens in, here you go. But one of the top menu items there. Just pick one, and whatever price it is becomes $6 today.
Oh, wow.
Pick one.
Okay. Well, now that's difficult.
There's 10 of them on there.
Yes, I know it.
Start with number one.
Okay, well, we look at this. I think the green chile meat enchiladas.
There you go.
All right.
That's Mr. Oñate commenting right there. The green chile meat enchiladas are the special today at Pepe's, and they're only $6. So there. All right, where are we going with it? Oh, we got Dorothy hanging on here. Yeah, Dorothy is still out, and the phones are ringing like crazy over there. But let's go to Dorothy. Dorothy, did I hit the right button?
Dorothy?
Yeah.
Hey. Hello, Dorothy.
Talk to Dorothy.
I thought someone else was ahead of me.
Well, he dropped off. Benjamin quit.
Okay.
Okay. We have a question for you. Want to try it?
Sure.
Okay. What year did Fort Bliss become mainly an anti-aircraft artillery post? We talked about it earlier. There was kind of like
Yes, you did.
And there's a kind of a year range that you could go for.
There's one we want, but two we'll take. This is easy, Dorothy.
Was it 1943?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, listen
well
to
done.
Her.
Well done.
She's on my side.
She played back the memory of the tape there. Well, there you go now. We'll throw a Pepe's at you. We got some more and or a DVD. You want to do Pepe's? You want to do a
DVD?
I'll take Pepe's.
There All right.
Go. Another Pepe's special here. And what's the special today, the Oñate special?
I didn't listen.
No, I'm asking.
Enchiladas.
Meat enchiladas. There you go.
I'm glad she listened.
Very good. Hold on, Dorothy.
Dorothy listens well.
Well, Shelly, you're busy over there.
I know.
All right, Dorothy, hold on. Shelly will tell you how to pick this up, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you for playing and
Bye,
putting
Dorothy.
Up with us. So there. Taking a break one more time. John Hamilton's in the house. We're going to talk about some more Fort Bliss stuff, maybe some more of the modern stuff, because things have changed a bit out there.
Oh, indeed.
You've got East Bliss that didn't used to exist.
Right.
I mean, there was nothing out there.
That's right.
Now there's everything out there.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, 544, whatever.
I was just going to go to Facebook page because we had somebody say, Victor Guzman says he's really enjoying the show. This is a wonderful El Paso morning listening to great history. So obviously you're doing a good job, John.
So far, so good. All right, should we just take a break?
Just take a break.
All right, back in just a moment.
Do you spend your nights going to the bathroom instead of sleeping? Can't sit through a movie or have trouble going? If so, you might be suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you suffer from a weak stream, frequent urgency, discomfort during urination, or even a diminished sex drive, then listen to this. There's now a major breakthrough to help get these problems under control. It's Prosvent, a doctor-formulated blend of natural herbs and nutrients specifically designed to help promote the health of your prostate. It's so effective, relief is guaranteed within 30 days.
This is wonderful stuff, remarkable stuff. I wish someone had told me about it sooner.
To get a free bottle of Prosvent with your order, call 800-227-7003 or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. Remember, call 800-227-7003 or go to yourfreebottle.com. That's 800-227-7003. Supplies are limited, so call 800-227-7003 now.
Dad, slow down. We're not in that big of a hurry.
We have to be there by 7.
We'll be even later if we crash.
I'm not going that fast.
Faster than we need to.
You know, you're pretty wise for a 15-year-old.
Thanks, Dad.
Crashes are a leading cause of death globally. But driving the speed limit decreases your risk of a collision. Pledge your commitment to safe driving at togetherforsaferroads.org/pledge. Brought to you by Together for Safer Roads. Companies driven to save lives.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Wake up, take a deep breath, and start a brand new day. Without cigarettes. We know how it feels to quit smoking. That's why we created the American Cancer Society's Quit for Lifeline, with the free tips, tools, and confidential counseling proven to help double your chances of quitting for good. Call toll-free 877-YES-QUIT. That's 877-YES-QUIT. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, after the radio show, don't forget to write down the fact that you need to go visit the Fort Bliss Museum. Pretty easy to do, huh, John?
Pretty easy to do. If you've got a DOD ID, it's easy to come through any of the gates that are open. If you don't, then you come through the Chaffee Gate or the Buffalo Soldier Gate with proof of identification. It takes a few minutes to get a pass to come on the post, and the pass is good for 30 days. And we are at 1735 Marshall Road, just north of Freedom Crossing.
Very good. All right, what we're going to do right now is tell you what's going to happen this week only. This week only in El Paso, Inc.
The long-anticipated Salt and Honey Bakery and Cafe is generating buzz in El Paso's historic Five Points neighborhood.
Also in the Inc., El Paso's largest non-denominational church is getting bigger inside Abundant Living's new $20 million West Side Church.
It's huge. Go inside the project transforming downtown's historic Bassett Tower into a hip hotel and the discovery made by construction crews in the basement.
I'm going to guess it's a swimming pool.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is.
I think it is.
All this is in El Paso, Inc. It's online at elpasoinc.com. And available for home and business delivery.
Just give them a call at El Paso, Inc. 534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC's 7 Extra, bullying and teen suicide. The Netflix series 13 Reasons Why has raised awareness. Does this show help or harm? How can you start the conversation with your kids?
The program is live and interactive. You can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts Sunday at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
All right, going to trivia here. No, we did trivia. We just got phone calls.
We're done with trivia.
We just have a whole bunch of phone calls here.
They're probably giving us questions.
John Hamilton's in the house. We're going to go in order. We got Roy on the line. Roy is on the radio. Hey, Roy.
Good morning. Enjoying the show.
Thank you, sir.
I got a couple comments from Mr. Hamilton. I'm appreciating his knowledge of history out there. Does he know anything about, there's several comments here. Does he know anything about Tadamichi Kuribayashi, who is the Japanese commander on Iwo Jima, training with General Pershing as a cavalry officer?
No, I don't know.
Mike, about that. Start over.
Tadamichi Kuribayashi, who was the Japanese commander on Iwo Jima, was a Japanese cavalry officer, but he trained with General Pershing at Fort Bliss.
Yes, I do know a little bit about that.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, the well you're talking about, there's a well. When I was a kid, it was a place that we call Clay Valley, up above, like the ends of Memphis Street, east of Radford Street. There was a well up there. There was a steam pump. There was a conveyor for coal from a coal bunker and stuff. And that was a railroad water supply way back when.
Oh, yes.
And there's a railroad history book I've got. In December 8, 1941, there was a trainload of fuel artillery headed for the West Coast from Fort Bliss, Texas, through El Paso, Texas, headed to California. Anyway.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Well, you're full of stuff, Roy.
One question is, do you have any idea when that book is going to be out?
Oh, I think it'll be at least a year.
Okay.
It's going to take me a while to put it all together and put pen to paper, and we need to gather illustrations. I mean, you want to read things, but you also want to see things. We're a visual population now. So it will be at least a year, I think.
Well, let Jackson know about it because I'll probably buy at least three copies of it.
Well, thank you, sir.
Roy, thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, guys.
See you in the streets. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, moving on to, I think this says Alan. Alan, I've got your button pushed, dude. Are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
What's up?
Not much. I was going to let Mr. Hammond know. He mentioned something about Elvis Presley earlier, and I was stationed at Ray Barracks in Germany in the 80s, which was a base for 3rd Brigade, 3rd Armor Division, and Elvis Presley was in the 132nd Armor, and had all the records he want, you know, the golden or whatever they were, hanging in their day room wall and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Right.
That's
right.
Cool.
That
and,
is cool.
And 136th Infantry is also with the 3rd Armored Division, and so is the 27th Artillery.
Yes.
So, anyway, and they were at Kurt Goins and Gelhausen, too, and headquarters of Drake Concern in Frankfurt. But that was one statement. The other one was Hamilton House. Well, not Hamilton House, but his father, Robert Lee House. There's Camp House over in Gainesville, World War II training camp, named after him. And they got foundations of hospital. They got the headquarters flagstone building built by German POWs. And they got concrete water towers, slab concrete water towers.
Wow.
Just for information.
Yes, sir.
And two questions. One, the fill gun that you're repairing, is that a French 1897 or it's an American-made copy of the French gun?
The one I am working on is the model 1902 3-inch howitzer.
Oh, you're working on a 3-inch. That's a U.S.-made
yes.
gun.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the other question I had, most decorated Army officer in history, would that be Douglas MacArthur with all the stuff he won in World War I and the Medal of Honor in World War II?
That's a very good question. I understand that Audie Murphy was one of the most decorated.
World War II, and there's also a light colonel that came out later, won the Medal of Honor after the war, and might put him ahead, younger, something like that, might put him ahead of Audie Murphy.
Yeah.
But right. I know in World War I, MacArthur won like 9 or 11 Silver Stars, 2 DFCs, and a couple Purple Hearts for being gassed. Patton was wounded about the same time he was, because Patton, too.
Patton was
MacArthur
wounded,
was
yes.
also wounded, too, I think right together. Pretty
yes.
close. I know MacArthur only carried a swagger stick.
Right.
Didn't carry a sidearm like Patton did.
Right.
But let's see. Yeah, I think that's... Oh, there's other things I could add. Oh, Patton family, Ayer, Massachusetts, near Fort Devon.
Yes.
That's a family town there.
Yes.
And Pershing's... father-in-law, F.E. Warren, which is Warren Air Force Base, named after. It used to be called Fort Russell.
Right.
Yeah. So just a little information thrown out.
Thank you for sharing all. Thank you for sharing.
Real quick, what's the hours of the museum, real quick?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 3.
Okay, thank you very much.
See you at the museum, dude.
Take care.
All right.
Have a nice day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Same to you. Got a lot of people wanting to talk about stuff. Got one more named Bob. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir. Mr. Hamilton, you mentioned Camp Cotton. Where was the exact location of that? Do you know that?
Camp Cotton, I believe, was down right next to what is now the Chamizal, right down on the river. And I've got pictures of it.
You're talking about Cotton Street.
Yes.
Cotton Street hits the river, Bob.
It was a tent camp for the most part. And there's some interesting pictures of it. There's a picture, I've got several pictures that show them flooded when we had a big, heavy rainstorm.
Yeah.
So it was not the nicest place to be stationed. And those troops had border duty. They were at the bridges, and they were stationed along the river.
There you go.
Was Cotton Street named for the camp, or was the camp named for Cotton Street?
Oh, which came first?
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not sure about that.
That's Bob, do you know the answer to that one?
No, sir.
Neither do I.
There's a question for
Talk
someone
to you later,
out there.
Bob. Thanks for calling.
Thank you much.
You take it easy. All right, this is an interesting world here. We could take two more hours and still not get through all this.
That's right.
Which means that you're going to have to wait for the book.
Right.
I mean, we can't get it all in a two-hour radio show here, but you can get a bunch of stuff in a book, John Hamilton, that you're now
yes,
writing.
Sir.
What's the name of the book going to be?
Well, the book will probably be named, for want of another, a better term, Fort Bliss.
Ah, Fort
so
Bliss.
So we'll probably work on that
name.
Between now and the time
you
gotta,
you've got to hone some skills there and put
Indeed.
That together. And shall we take another break, Sergio? We probably should. 544-5876
or 544-5877. KTSM.
It's Mother's Day Appreciation Weekend at Crawford Buick GMC. We've got flowers, mariachis, and fun surprises for all you wonderful moms. Plus, free pony rides for the kids. At Crawford has drastically reduced the prices on every used car, truck, and SUV in our giant inventory. All brands, excellent prices, and fantastic financing options. Mothers, dads, daughters, and sons, if you didn't buy from Crawford, you paid too much. Mother's Day Appreciation Weekend. CrawfordBuickGMC.com, Montana and Airway.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-226-1818. That's 1-800-226-1818. 1-800-226-1818. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches. I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code IHEART. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Need more milk? Low on laundry detergent? Toothpaste tapped out? Who likes running out of things? When you're running low on any of the stuff you need, it's the perfect time for a Target run. Get everyday low prices on everyday essentials. Then get on with your day. Target run and done.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, you need to take a look at some pictures on the internet. Barbara Given Bainey has put them up on Facebook. Remember in El Paso when? It's the only known photo of Fort Bliss at Hart's Mill with all the other buildings in the middle of it. I'm not sure what you mean by the only, but check it out. Take a look at that. But also, she's got a really good picture of General John Pershing up there. In his elder days. And you've seen this picture before, John.
I have seen that picture, yes.
So there it is again.
And I'm putting one up that she also sent to me in a message, and it's Camp Cotton, which, like I said, which is down about where the Chamizal is now. And I'm going to be posting that up, too. Really
cool. What years was Camp Cotton active? That had to be later.
Wasn't there very long, no, 1916, 1917.
Really short period of time.
Because that's when they were firing into Juarez?
This was before then. The Juarez incident was June 1919. So, all of these troops left, and presumably a lot of them went off to war in Europe. When World War I occurred. So these were temporary camps. They weren't there very long, and they all closed up pretty rapidly.
All right, how do you get to the museum? You get in your car, you drive to Post.
Well, you can drive through. The best way is to come through the Buffalo Soldier Gate, which is off Airway Boulevard. You come right in onto the Post, onto Buffalo Soldier Avenue. Go through the Visitor Center if you don't have a DOD ID card. And then you turn right on Jeb Stuart, drive all the way down to Hahn Road, left on Hahn Road, right at the second traffic light on Marshall Road. And when you see the V2 rocket, you're there.
Well, can't you put it in your smartphone? It'll just drive you there with permissions granted all the
way. Well,
yes,
if you're one of those kind of people. If you're a millennial and if you were born into the right period of time, then yes, it'll just take you right there.
If you have the phone.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Well, John Hamilton, what are the hours of the museum and why should people come there?
The hours of the museum during the week are Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturday at 10 to 3, from 10 to 3. And we do have a lot of things in there that pertain to the history of Old Fort Bliss and to the history of the 1st Armored Division. And if you like tanks and you like to see tanks inside, then we have those. And we have the new Kids Activity Center, which the kids come in and lay waste to. But that's what it's there for.
Lay waste to?
Oh, yes. We have crafts. We have things
that
they
can
do. And we have uniform items that the kids can try on. So it's kind of a fun place. It's a great place to come in. And last year we had almost 56,000 visitors. This year we're almost there right now.
Wow, John Hamilton. Look at the Fort Bliss and Old Ironsides Museum. You'll find John Hamilton standing there.
Indeed. You walk in the front door, you'll probably see me to the left in my office. And the curator's office is right to the left as you come in. And they're always doing something in the curator's office, working on artifacts and so forth.
Thank you for coming in, John Hamilton.
Thank you, sir.
See you at the museum.
Yes, sir.
Everybody else, Melissa, we're coming back next week.
Yes, we are.
We're going to do this again, ephistory.com for details on the radio show. Angry Owl for lunch today just because we can. And what else is new?
Anything that comes along.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, y'all. Thanks, John. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
My fellow Americans, confidence in the American economy has reached levels not seen in many, many years. Unemployment fell to its lowest level in nearly 10 years last month, and we created 211,000 new jobs. Our economic progress is especially good news for the millions of young Americans who, at this time of the year, are putting on a cap and gown and receiving a diploma, certificate, or commission. So important, and we're so proud of them. This weekend, I am delighted to be participating firsthand in the excitement by joining the students and faculty at Liberty University to celebrate the success of their graduates. I was invited to make the commencement address at West Point, but I'll be away at the G7, and I look forward to that, and we'll be at West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy. Come to think about it, a few days later, I'll actually travel to New London, Connecticut to speak to the graduating cadets of the United States Coast Guard Academy about their new roles serving our country. So we'll be with them very shortly. To young Americans at both schools, I will be bringing a message of hope and optimism about our nation's bright future. That is a message that I want to extend to all young Americans today, especially those who are graduating this year and entering the labor force. We are also celebrating all of the Americans who learned the skills and trades that generations of workers have used to build, shape, and supply this nation. The people who construct